guess some initial thoughts on Lee and where you see him fitting in and why.
He's got some veteran experience, can move the puck, can make plays, plays hard on the puck. Would have liked our last stretch of games, but our last two. So whenever we're introducing somebody new into the lineup, the first theory that I think that I'm comfortable with is move as few pieces as possible to do it. And I think it's a different element for Blake there playing on that line. Maybe able to do some good things.
You talked yesterday about guys sacrificing ice time through the lineup when you get a deeper forward unit. Is Blake's position kind of an example of that, or not necessarily?
No, I don't know that it's a long-term position. I'm still going to be able to get him lots of minutes, and you're going to see some movement on that right side just because it happens over the course of the year. The Vlad Little for a leak line had played so very well the last two games, and it's not a new line. And Mark Scheifele's line as well. So there's going to be movement in the lines. You like to have an opportunity to play people in different position. Blake's going to see a completely different set of defense than he's normally used to, and there can be a real advantage in that.
Or were you aware you guys are projected to win the Stanley Cup in 2019?
Works awesome. Can't even pick the weather tomorrow.
That's your comment. I know it's for the outsiders, but what do you take on that?
I don't think there's a person in that room, including coaches and management, has a contract that runs that long. So we got to work real hard here now. Hope everybody's around for it.
I'm going to go a little bit backwards, but having Blake maybe gain a different look at defenders, what does that offer for guys like Adam Lowry and their development and as well as whoever fits on the other
side? As you get deeper, then everybody plays with better players. So I really like Adam's game. It won't change what we ask of him. It may change how much time he spends in his own end or what we can create in the offensive zone. But it's good for our younger players to play with more experienced players for sure.
Big role so far, like you said, the last two games, St. Louis and again, last game. Ottawa's a little bit of a different makeup, so how do you approach that game?
I think this will be the toughest of our four games at home. They're second in the NHL right now in their last 10. And they're playing with all the desperation that those teams play with when the games get under 20 and they're still on the outside looking in. So lots of speed, good quickness to their game. It'll possibly be a little different style of game, but their back end is big and strong. They've got guys who can finish checks. So it's going to be up and down the ice with speed, but it'll be a heavy game too.
Can you talk about, I've been talking with Mark Stewart, Brian Little, and Blake Wheeler today simply about the fact that they've had a lot of faith in management and the direction they could foresee this going. Outside the room, everybody wants it every year. Can you talk about having players that have patience with management and wanting to stay here?
Well, first, it's not up to management to make the decisions that they made at the deadline. It's up to the players to put management in the position that it makes sense to make those changes. So if we were in a completely different environment 14 or 15 points out, it would make absolutely no sense for our management group to do what they did. So it's on those players to do what they did, put our organization in a position that adding makes sense. And to their credit, I don't think that you can be successful as a group, sit and wait for management to just start adding players at any point in time. If you haven't processed or progressed to the level that it makes sense. So the players put management in position to change the way they view where we're at than they did too in the last two or three years.
So you find players understand that part of the game as well, that you know we're not. Very, say 2 years ago, we're not very good, and this is why we're not.
Or I don't know if they say we.
Or it's not working out.
We're not where we need to be. To have it make sense for the organization, it wouldn't have made sense at that time when you're 6 and 8 points out or wherever you are. Then it's borne out again by the teams that were in that situation this year. There wasn't anybody adding. That's 8 points out. So that's all part of we've got young players here. The faster that they can get better and make an impact, the more likely we are to be close to the top 10. And when you're in that situation, different things happen in February and March.
You've got a core group here that's been growing and developing those leadership qualities to be part of a successful team and to be a part of a playoff team. And now that you're in this position to drive for this playoff spot and possibly be in a playoff team, this is new for them in some respects. Not all of them, obviously, like Andrew Ladd, for example. But how much coaching do you do with the guys that really you count on to be pretty independent and be leaders? And how much do you just kind of let them work their way through it and maybe come to you?
Well, we're not changing lanes here from the start of the year. The things that we talk about daily about our team haven't changed because we're in the 20-game stretch run. We can't change the way we play. We don't want to. And we're constantly just trying to get better at that. So there's no different message to leadership about handling this now. This is part of what we have to go through. But the process to go through that is the style of game that we need to play. So all our focus is on that.
So the X's and O's and the I guess character it takes to execute,
yeah,
lets it take care of itself.
Right. So there's always pressure in the place that we're coming from at the start of the year. You want to get off to a good start and don't. How do you deal with that? And then we spent, you know, four. We're still doing it, but it's a lot of time that's the way it looks when we're playing the game we want to play, and you keep hammering that. So that doesn't change. And then playing that game in more competitive environments, and as the season goes, the environment gets more competitive. And even teams that are out of it become far more difficult to handle. So there hasn't been a change, and there won't be any group meetings that, okay, now we have to learn how to handle this differently. We want to do the opposite of that. We want to make sure we're trying to handle it exactly the same way we started out.